Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Hello, my football friends. It's Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and boy, are we still having some fun with the New York Giants 100th anniversary coming up in the 2024 season. But we have one of their early stars that we're going to celebrate today. His name is Jack McBride. We have a lot of information to cover and some great photos supplied by Larry Schmidt, our good friend, and some information from Larry as well as some other sources. So let's get right at it and talk about Jack McBride coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Jack McBride's football career, spanning the late 1920s and early 1930s, embodied the versatility that defined the early years of the National Football League. He excelled at multiple positions, showcasing his athleticism and adaptability throughout his 10 seasons in the league. Born in 1901, McBride's collegiate career was at Syracuse University, and it established him as a scoring machine. During his senior year, he scored second in the nation, displaying his prowess as a runner, passer, and kicker. The versatility caught the attention of the New York Giants, who inked him just before the 1925 season. McBride quickly became a fan favorite in New York. His ability to play halfback, fullback, and even quarterback gave the Giants offensive flexibility. He even led the team in scoring in each of his first three seasons. McBride's play was integral in the Giants' 1927 title run. Our friend Michael Moran writes that the city's newspapers crowned McBride the MVP of the league. After playing again in New York in 1928, Jack signed on with the Providence Steamroller in 1929. A year later, he suited up for the Brooklyn Dodgers football team and remained with that franchise for three seasons before returning to the Giants just in time to help them win the 1934 National League Football League Championship in the sneaker game. After his playing days were done, McBride went into coaching, serving as the head man for the New York Yankees football franchise in both the second and third editions of the American Football League. In 1940, the Yankees fired him just before their owner got into a conflict with the league. A new owner took over for the AFL teams, rebranded the squad as the New York Americans, and rehired McBride as a coach in 1941. Jack McBride's legacy is that he remains a significant figure in Giants history and one of the first players to showcase the versatility that would become crucial in the ever-evolving game of football in the National Football League. And that's your history of New York Giants 100 years. Jack McBride, one of their bright stars early on. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, PigskinDispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.